taste it, smell it, wash it round your mouth. Ladies and gentlemen, it's that time once again. Welcome to Chip and Andy's World of Nonsense. Chew fucking chew. They said it could never be done.
I was going to kick off this podcast, Chip, with a funny anecdote.
Oh, yeah?
But I've forgotten it.
All right.
So instead, I'm going to use a prop.
Oh, yeah. Oh dear. Basically, for all the listeners who can't see what I can see, is Andrew's must have hit a bit of a low in lockdown. Because what he's got in his hand is a Rubik's Cube, which I thought that was for, the rather strange and deranged, but... It's not been finished, actually, because I did mess it up for him and I've challenged him to see if he can do it in 2.5 minutes.
2.5 minutes?
Yeah. Isn't that your record?
Well, yeah, but we're doing the podcast as well. We're going to focus on the hilarity.
I might have to actually take that off you, actually. Suspend any Rubik's Cube doing. Is that what you call it? Is it?
Well, I guess so, yeah.
Rubik's Cube performing.
Player. You're a player.
Rubik's Cube playing whilst the podcast is on.
That would actually be my tagline on Tinder.
Yes.
Rubik's Cube player.
Exactly. Mine would be Chip from Marketplace, and he would be Andrew, the Rubik's Cube player. Yeah. You'd probably get several strange matches on there with that, I think.
But you wouldn't go for the KA Phantom.
Oh, no. I can't bring back my past. You know when people put in their profile, like, my past is my past, and I'm on there, you know, I'm new now, but the red KA Phantom was certainly my past. And I want to dig that back up.
We actually had a complaint from Tog Hill.
We did, I know.
Yeah, yeah. It's they said dogging only happens on Tuesdays and Thursdays.
That's a lie. Andrew Marriott from the Tog Hill Post.
That could be one of our new sources, the Tog Hill Post.
The Tog Hill Post, it'd be genius. Well, the Huff's been letting us down recently, hasn't it? So.
Yeah, actually, we haven't used the Huff in weeks.
Yeah. As soon as the sponsorship deal fell through, which me and Andy were working on, I sort of got very bitter,
actually.
Yeah, very sour taste in one's mouth between the Huffington Post. I'm going to have to confiscate that Rubik's Cube off you, Andy, because at the moment he was playing with it. Now he's just sort of stroking it.
I've put it down because if I focus on
this,
it won't be a fun podcast for anybody. No. I mean,
give it here.
Blaming the Rubik's Cube isn't fun. Fun.
Yeah, give it here.
Do you realise how low I am to have learned how to do Rubik's Cube?
That is the lowest.
Do you know, I specifically went to a shop to buy one to learn how to do it.
They must have looked down on you.
That is sad, isn't it?
Definitely.
One of those corner shops that sells everything and I bought a Rubik's Cube.
Yeah, 100%.
Seeing as you are the marketplace god,
yep.
Have you sold anything this week?
No, do you know what? I'm not going to lie. Marketplace is the old me again. That's sort of like, I think moving... was when you're moving, marketplace is brilliant, but then when you've sold everything you can sell, it really does come to the end of the
world. Quite an enthusiastic person on a new thing, aren't you?
I am indeed. 1 week I'm a ninja, the next week I'm a Rubik's Cube man, the week after that I'm a Facebook marketplace legend. Do you know what's really embarrassing though? I had on my work, I don't know why I thought this was funny, I had Chip, a.k.a. Chip from Marketplace, on the Zoom I was doing, personal Zoom. Forgot to change it for the work one.
Yeah, but that's good.
I mean, they think I lead a very sad life as it is. I mean, they listen to this podcast, for God's sake.
You do.
Yeah, I do. Exactly. Few new fans, though, Andy, which is good. Few new fans.
Just a few.
Yeah, well, just a few.
Just a few.
Is it literally just a few? Which is always nice.
I thought it was a brilliant podcast last week. Yeah, I will say this. You were on top form.
Oh, Andy, don't. I'm going to blush. Oh, I'm all red.
My finger has recovered from its milking.
It has indeed. Yeah. Oh, it has. It's left quite the scar as well, isn't it?
There's a little bit of a pinch.
Yes, a bit of a pinch. Yeah, it looks quite cool, actually.
Does it?
Well, no. But I was... You just bigged me up, so I thought I'd return to the favour.
Are we being nice now, from now on?
We are. I'm just a nice guy these times.
No more banter.
No more bullying.
I don't think we've sworn yet.
No swearing.
We haven't mentioned anything about sex.
Nope, and we shall not either.
No toilet humour.
Actually, there's no toilet humour or the S word on this podcast this week, is there?
Oh, there definitely is.
Oh, is there? Definitely. Actually, I've already just lied, because one of my topics is definitely one of the two things we just talked about. So
yeah, well, one of mine kind of almost combines the two.
Oh, does it?
Yeah.
God. All right, great.
Well, I'll mention the name of the company, okay. And you can tell me whether or not you know about it.
Oh, okay, go on.
P&O Ferries.
Oh, I do know. I only know because this has been sent to us, hasn't it?
This was in the group, and I thought perfect.
Yeah, that is actually perfect. And the thing is, do you realise, well, we'll talk about this in a minute, they've actually got that wrong, haven't they? Unless it's their language has made it the sort of conversions difficult, because that's, I thought it was something else, the thing we're going to talk about.
Yeah,
we'll go on to that, because I don't want to spill the beans.
Well, can you speak French?
S'il vous plaît.
That's terrible. That is the worst.
Je m'appelle Chipo. Chipote. S'il vous plaît. Merci. I don't know, yeah. Not bad.
How's your Tupac impression going on? Oh. Come on. You said you were going to learn it.
I sort of don't want to do it. It's got worse.
All right. You can either do Tupac or a Welsh Nan.
Okay. Right. Let me just get into it.
This is brilliant.
Tommy. Hang on, let me just get into my...
Are you doing Tupac or the Welsh Nan?
I'm going to be... All right there, Tupac. Come on now, lad. We're going down to shops later to get yourself a nice pack of yogurts. That's rubbish, isn't it? Do you know what? I haven't been practising the Welsh.
Well, that's it. You say you're going to practise and you never do.
I do. Do you know what? I promise this is everyone now. Next week, I'm going to start the podcast in Welsh and then converge into Tupac.
Don't just say it, because you said that last
week. No. But this means... this time it's personal. This time I mean it. I'm going to do it in Welsh, because I think I can normally... I can do a lot of impressions under pressure.
Yeah.
But I can't do Welsh under pressure, and I don't know why. I need to get to the bottom of it.
Well, you can't do it. I've never heard you be able to do it full stop.
I can do it. When I really think about it, I can do it. But I'm just... Do you know what? I'm going to do it this episode, but not tell you. I'm going to do one of my questions and do it.
Oh, but I'm excited for that.
Yeah.
Did you have any...
Joel Kalazagi!
Did you have any kickback from the cancellation of Chip's Conspiracy of the Week?
There was a few kickbacks. Some people celebrated.
Yes, including me.
Yeah. I think there's a few kickbacks. I think people want conspiracies, but the problem is I think my conspiracy theories are just too deep. They're too real.
No, they are not. They definitely are not.
I think people just start to get a little bit scared of them.
Yeah, just for everyone who would not have heard this, because it was recorded in the second episode and I made the decision to cut it for valid reasons. In the second podcast, Chip's awful conspiracy of the week was that Hitler was still alive and living on the moon.
Well, I mean, there are facts to say that Hitler is still with us and on the moon, but yeah.
No, there are not.
No, there's none. There's none. There's zero. But it would make a good film. It would make a good film.
You did. That was actually the crux of that conversation.
That was actually. Yeah. That was, unfortunately. Yeah. It went rather west, didn't it? It went Fred and Rose West, but it was.
Ooh. Do you know what I've been watching? The Night Stalker.
Have you?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
He killed everyone.
He kills everybody.
Everybody.
He kills everybody.
Everyone in LA dies.
Yeah, he literally kills people. I wasn't joking when I said this.
Mate,
he kills someone every other night.
Do you know what surprised me about it? Mm. Is that they're talking about the murders. Like, there's another one. Yeah. Then there's another one.
What, ooh, another one?
And they're like, there's the shoe print. There's the shoe print. I'm thinking, what the fuck are you actually doing to find
him? Yeah, I noticed. They're like, that's what I thought.
They don't talk about it. And then at one point, they find another shoe, and he goes, well, I just started laughing and said, ha ha, now I'm right. I'm thinking, no, now another fucking person's dead.
Been shot brutally Brutally as well. Yeah. He was a horrible man, wasn't he?
I haven't finished
it,
so I don't know the conclusion.
Things.
But yeah, I'm the end.
And
I
thought I had bad footwear, but his trainers were awful. They must have stunk.
Well, I've only seen the print at the bottom. I haven't seen the rest of the trainer.
It's like it's one of those like old Nike Vivas, I think. Or is it? I don't think it's even Nike. Thing is, though, you're supposed to wear. I didn't realize this. You know, you're supposed to wear four different types of footwear a week, or otherwise your feet will stink.
Well, yeah, I've heard this. Yeah.
But this guy's not only... I mean, I don't think this guy takes personal hygiene seriously, anyway. But Jesus Christ, his feet must stink.
If the trainers are that bad, then surely Rob must have been a suspect.
Well, it was. They were like, you know, we're trying to get this guy in LA, but the thing is, we know someone from Byton in the UK of England.
Byton.
Who wears these awful footwear as well, so he was a prime suspect for, you know, most of the time, you know, Robert Pinel.
Literally, he would have been. Yeah, he must have been a prime suspect.
If they had looked up the names of his songs under Trigger the Bloodshed.
They would have been on him like a hot casserole, wouldn't they? He'd be like mashed potato in a shepherd's pie. But so Andy, this week we thought we'd talk about ruling, didn't we?
Yes, we let the cat out of the bag at the end of the last episode that today's one would all be
a very angry cat.
You actually hate cats, don't you?
No, I do. You know what? I love and hate cats. Even though in most of my comedies there is some sort of violence towards cats, it's always just a joke because I actually really like cats. I love cats.
Oh, do you?
Although my favourite animal now is a gibbon. Oh my god,
a gibbon. Yeah.
Wonderful,
why?
Wonderful creatures. They sit on their they sit like their arms aren't attached to their bodies. And for me, that's, you know, I'm a simple man, Andy.
That's all you need.
Yeah.
Well, I used to like anteaters because they just look ridiculous.
Yeah, they do look. So do gibbons. It's crazy.
The funk gibbon. The funk gibbon.
Oh, but anyway,
that's probably too old for you, isn't it?
That is quite old.
The funky gibbon.
I like a bit of old music, me. I get down, I can make my hips move to many a beat. But yeah, we thought about this week on Chips Hot or Not. We talked about ruling, didn't we?
Well, when we... it's going to be... Chips Hot or Not will be breaking the rules, hot or not. And we'll get to that in a minute. But the reason this topic came up, we had a phone conversation, probably just before Christmas, I think it was. We did. And this rule thing came about because we were thinking about the old rules at swimming pools.
Yes.
And in particular, the classic.
Yes.
No heavy petting.
Yeah, no heavy petting. We've all been guilty of that in our time.
So does that mean that light petting is permitted?
Yeah, you're allowed light... Exactly. You're allowed light petting, but you can't be heavy petting.
Yeah, but what's the difference?
I think aggressive groping is heavy petting,
aggressive,
isn't it?
Aggressive groping. Like, well, it depends who you're groping.
Yeah, well, it does, exactly. I thought leisure centres and swimming pools are usually like old women, isn't it? So,
well, as someone who frequents the swimming pool
exactly.
gallery quite regularly, right, well,
exactly.
I was going to ask you,
yeah, whatever floats one's boat, excuse the pun.
What other rules did they have? No bombing.
Well, they used to always have the... Well, I don't. Oh, yeah, sorry. Bombing is in, like, doing the dive bombing, obviously. I thought it meant just general bombing.
Oh, Christ.
Well, I think that's got to be a rule for most places, hasn't it? Yeah.
No nail bombs in the swimming pool. Just leave that outside, all
exactly,
right?
Exactly, yeah. Listen, you're going to do that, do it in the park. No heavy petting. It was like a bloke going over to a woman and saying... Do you want to see my breaststroke? That's what they used to always say.
That was on the
Yeah,
face.
It was like a character, sort of characterization, sort of like image by
do,
it.
Do your impression of how you think that bloke sounds saying that.
He's like, oh, hello. Oh, do you want to see my breaststroke, Julie? Oh, yeah.
Literally, although he was quite a big, like, sort of big guy, but yeah. So it was always like.
So I don't really understand.
You
could think
you wouldn't see that image, that sort of cartoon replica anymore, would you? Because it would see as sexist, wouldn't it? So it'd probably
it'd
probably be like a woman going up to a bloke and saying, "You want to see my cock stroke?" But that's not a swimming technique, is it?
Cock
stroke.
You want me to stroke your cock?
I mean, that's quite. There's no like pun in that at all. Is
here's,
there?
Here's another
it was
spin.
Clever.
Here's another spin on the heavy petting rule.
Yeah.
Like, you know, there's like children's petting zoos.
Yes.
What happens at a heavy petting zoo?
Yeah. That's the X-rated one, isn't it? That's when the zoos close at 12. It's like, yeah.
Is that a niche we could start up?
That could be a quite good business petting. Yeah, exactly, yeah.
Heavy petting zoo.
Although, is that like getting off with the animals? Or groping the animals? Because I think that could probably get yourself
well,
sentence.
You could do one of these... sex clubs, you know, like killing kittens and those type of things.
Killing what? Sorry, what? What's that?
It's like a sex party club in London or across the world.
I don't know what
I
that
think.
Means.
That is good timing. You get a rap on the knuckles usually. What you're listening to is the sound of Chip not having prepared for this episode.
I was just trying to Google
I was trying to find that image of the one I was explaining to you because that is funny. What would you put in? You put in like caricature.
Yeah, no, because like what I was saying was if instead of having animals, you put in like women and men and you go in there and you heavy pet the quote unquote animals.
Ah.
Which is just like a geezer with a fucking.
Could you be a voyeur in this instead?
Exactly, that yes. type of thing.
Okay, now I'm with you. I think this could. I'm sure that. Well, maybe we could. Yeah, maybe this is something we could look into. I could be the manager.
No.
Oh yeah. No, oh hello.
Me and you will be the only animals in the zoo.
Yeah, yeah. again, much like this podcast, we'll have very few customers. But anyway, we digress because another thing we were talking about, weren't we, Andrew? Was the rules in school back in the day, wasn't it?
Oh, but it was a lawless society.
It was a lawless society. In fact, I was, as you could probably imagine, I was not the most well-behaved when I was at school.
Like, you're very, very cheeky and very funny.
Oh!
As a cheeky boy.
Oh, cheeky! Oh, you're a cheeky boy! Oh, you've been very, very naughty!
is that what the teachers would say to you? Chip, yeah. You've been a very cheeky boy.
Yeah. You're going to come to me after school.
I've lost my train of thought now. I've just got this picture in my head of an Asian teacher
yes.
telling you off in a very inappropriate way.
Yeah, very inappropriate way. I think that was more
the point I was getting at, were you really naughty at school or were you just mischievous?
I was, yeah, more mischievous. But the thing is, I was a bit of a victim as well, Andrew. Because,
I don't believe that.
But basically, my induction day, I did make my poor mother cry because... I was really naughty at primary school, like on the borderline of like, you know, not expelled, but I was just naughty.
Yeah.
You know? I was a little twat, I was a class clown. Not much has changed. and then when we did like, you do the induction day, you go over like, as you're still in year six, but you go over to like, learn the ropes of secondary school just for a day.
Oh, right.
And I don't even know what I did. I must have just been naughty. I think I did something in the IT or something, or mugged someone off, or like, took the piss out of a teacher, but... the head of the year rang my mum, so I got home and she's crying like, fuck, like, you're naughty in first school, you haven't started secondary school yet,
still
and already getting calls back. So, but then I remember literally, I was naughty at school obviously, but anything that happened at school it'd just be like, right, Simon, Alex, Joyce, like, you know, we were like naughty. So, and I was like, I wasn't even there, and honestly it was like, I remember there was an assembly once where we crucified one of the kids. Like, we did this, like, it was supposed to be like a reenactment, and we put Dan Powell, poor lad, who just joined the school, and we sort of did like a fake crucification of him.
Jesus Christ.
Obviously not real, but we were joking. It's probably like, you know, it was a laugh.
Chip.
Right.
That is not a laugh.
No. But anyway, I wasn't actually technically that involved in this. Yeah, I had like write out like half the Bible in detention. And then there was other things that happened, like something would happen in the lesson I wasn't even in, or I wasn't even in that day at school, and they'd be like, Simon, Alex Joyce, head teachers. We go down, they're like, oh dear, look who it is again. And I would literally be there, like, honestly, I know you probably think I'm lying, I have no idea what I've done. They're like, you say it every time, you say it. And I'm thinking, there'll be times when we go to the headmaster's office or whatever, and I literally didn't even know what I'd done.
Did you ever?
So I was a victim.
Did you ever get the, everyone was a victim, was getting told off. Yeah. I thought I was a victim.
Yeah.
Chip, just to line it up. We weren't victims.
No, we were bellends.
did you ever get the situation where you got sent to the headmaster's office and you could see behind him and there was a window, or your mates were there, and they're all swearing at you?
Honestly, it was the worst. This,
because you couldn't help but laugh.
You could not help but laugh every time. Like, the worst thing was we were putting like these. Was it tutor? Yeah, your tutor, isn't it? Tutor, we were in this sort of glass building, so then I get told off all the time, obviously. I had to stay behind lesson. Honestly, anything happened in lesson, they're like, Simon, Alex, Joy, stay behind. I'm like, fucking hell. Right? I probably definitely contributed to the nonsense, but yeah. It wasn't always me. And then all my mates would be behind doing that, and I'd just be like, trying not to laugh. Assembly.
Do you think it's funny, Jay?
Yeah. Assembly.
What about this is funny?
Assembly. Assembly, right. This is so annoying as well. Assembly, we had to, like, you do class assemblies, wouldn't you?
Yeah, yeah.
So you're tutoring after assemblies. I stand out at the front, and I had to read something out, and all my mates would go like doing faces, and stuff like that.
I got a worse one for assembly. Laughing. Do you want to hear this? This one's fucking terrible. There's this geezer called Sam, and he sat behind me in assembly, and we're all in chairs, and You know, usually they're linked. They've got these little things so that you can't pick them up.
Yeah, yeah,
mine
yeah.
was unlinked. So him and the guy next to him took the legs of my chairs and just lifted it up to make me stand up in the whole assembly. And the teacher who's giving it is, Andy, sit down. Why are you stood up? It's having a go at me. And I'm like, I can't do anything.
Can't do anything.
So I'm looking behind him. They're holding it and I'm just stood up here. So I grabbed the chair and I kind of hit him with it.
Yeah.
And they let go and put me down. And obviously that was very embarrassing. I got in trouble. But I'm going to lessons the next time. Like about 20 minutes later, I'm walking up a ramp. And then the ramp doubles back on himself as I'm walking on the ramp. This kid booted me in the face. The jabbing him with the chair. He kicked me straight in the face. Out of nowhere, mate.
Oh,
just boom.
Mate. It's so good, though, isn't it? There's no rules in school, though.
We once locked a kid in a cupboard for 6 hours.
Oh, my God.
From the start of the day until after lunchtime. So that's about 4 hours.
Honestly.
When he came out, it looked like he was one of their miners.
He couldn't. We're a Chilean miner.
We thought that he would be really cross, which he was.
Yes.
But he couldn't handle the sunlight. So he spent ages trying to adjust.
Oh mate.
But he did go mental after that and try and beat everyone up. Before we move on from this, because I think we could get a whole episode out of school
tales. We should to tell, because I've got way more stories, but I don't want to tell them now.
Yeah, we'll save them for another time. But I'll give you one from my brother, because you talked about tutors.
Yeah.
When Rob was in his tutor in the morning doing registration, his tutor walked out of the room and him and two of the mates stole his bag and wrote a ransom note and left it on the table.
Thing is, if that would happen in mine, it would just be Alex Joyce would just be sent straight to the head teacher's office straight away. Yeah, they wouldn't even say anything. It's like Simon Alex straight to, and I'm like, oh, it's not fair.
This Alex Joyce bloke sounds like a legend.
He is a legend. Yeah, he is a legend. I'm not sure if he listens to the podcast, but
it's not a legend then.
Yeah, he's not messing then.
If he's not listening to the greatest podcast in the world,
yeah, exactly.
As verified by our 24 5-star reviews.
Exactly.
Including many written reviews.
Many written reviews.
We didn't have a new one this week, actually.
Was that?
We didn't have a new one this week.
We didn't, no.
So give us another review,
give
please.
Give us another review, yeah. Come on.
Get on Apple, search up the podcast.
You get read out, for God's sake. Who doesn't want that?
Yeah, and to be honest, they are so funny. So please, if anyone hasn't written a review and feels like they have something funny to contribute, the more nonsense, the better.
Exactly.
We would love to read them out.
Give it to us hard.
Hard and...
And slow sometimes. Fast other times. Depends on the occasion. So basically, DJ Andy Purnell.
A.K.A.
Dr. Fudgebot, my favourite. We did a little bit of research, didn't we? We thought, why don't we bring something informative to the listeners?
Yes, we did.
And look up the strangest rules that we could find. So,
do you know what we're in danger of doing this week? And we did it last week. Mm-hmm. We didn't actually leave a place to play the Chips Hot or Not jingle. So let's run it right now.
These chips are boiling up!
No, they're not.
Chip, how hot were those chips?
Boiling. Hotter than the sun, to quote Alan Partridge. They were literally very, very hot. But perfect. I like them hot.
You do?
Yeah, I like it when it crumbles into your mouth.
I tell you what, best chips in London, Finsbury Park Cafe, at the top of the park.
Really?
Best chips in London.
Really?
And I will fight you about it.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
I will fight anybody.
Yeah. About it. Yeah. A chip off.
Wait, talking about fighting, just for some strange reason, I woke up today and I wasn't feeling like, I've been trying to work out, but I was feeling a bit tight. So I thought, let me just try and do a little bit of shadow boxing.
Oh, God.
Just to loosen up. And I did it. And then I went and did it in front of the mirror. Oh, my God. If you had to fight me, you'd have a field day. Yeah. I would get battered. It was hilarious.
I mean, the thought of you shadow boxing in front of the mirror is enough.
It was hilarious. Because I was thinking, like...
We've got to film that.
I don't know if we can. It was so embarrassing, Chip. No one
we
could
make
see.
It grunt.
Well, I did it for 10 minutes just to kind of loosen up or whatnot, and it was fine. But then I thought, I wonder if I look like
Bellend.
I can punch because I don't feel like I'm punching properly. Yeah. And I looked in the mirror, it was
you couldn't even win a fight.
Shocking.
You couldn't fight your way out of a paper bag.
No, mate, the paper bag would do me,
Yeah,
I'd be knocked
thing
out.
Is, shadow boxing, I think even people that you see do it when they look really good looks a bit embarrassing. So if you're shit,
oh mate, my one was hilarious, Chip. You'll never see it. You'll never see it.
I want it. I need it.
But anyway, Chip's hot or not. This week is breaking the rules, and you're going to say...
Definitely hot, obviously. Legend.
Hot. Lawbreaker. Maverick. Man without rules
so,
is a man without life.
You've researched some funny rules, I believe.
I have, yes. And I'm going to just read them out, and we can just talk about them. I think that's the best way to do it, isn't it?
I think that is the best way.
So did you know, Andrew...
It's me.
Did you know that in Milan, Italy,
yeah.
which is... No, it's not the capital, is it? Rome's the capital of Italy, isn't it?
Yep.
So like the second capital, because everyone knows Milan. Fashion, AC, Inter.
Yep.
Gareth Bale hat-trick. do you know, it's illegal for citizens to be thrown in public.
To be picked up and
thrown?
Yeah,
to be picked up and thrown. So unless... do you know what? I've just realised...
You've thrown someone in Inter Milan.
I've just realised I've wrote this and I've spelt the word wrong.
I don't know what he's going on about.
Sorry, yet. Let's rethink. We're going to have to quit this, actually. I think we'll keep it because it's fucking funny. Sorry, not frown, frowned.
Oh my God, this is a new low in your preparation.
Oh.
You didn't even know what you were talking about.
I did! But I've just read the word.
I also read during my preparation that it's illegal to frown.
Yeah, it's frowned unless you're at a funeral or visiting someone in hospital. I mean, you could throw. Do you think it's like people?
Shocking.
People throw people in funerals and stuff, don't they? Isn't that
no.
like? No. I swear there must be like a sort of like culture or something that throw like people up in the air. Maybe not the body, but like.
I'd hope not.
Yeah, I mean, that would be mental, wouldn't it? You know, that, you know, in lockdown, that meme was going around with those guys with the coffin. That is one of the best things ever. So good.
What a faux pas.
Yeah, what a faux pas. Well, this, that's a bit of a rubbish one, actually, isn't
that
it?
That is a rubbish one.
That is
yeah.
a rubbish one, because I got way better ones.
I read that and sighed to myself and carried on looking when I was doing my research.
Yeah, well, you won't think about this one, because I found this deep. I had to go very deep into Google this. And I'm not sure this is actually real.
Okay, well, I like the sound of this.
But I don't understand how this can be. But in Switzerland...
Yes.
Do you know about this?
No, but go on.
It's against the law to flush a toilet after 10 p.m. And you can be fined and incarcerated.
How boring are the Swiss if that is
yes.
a rule to,
so
to save noise?
Now,
I know that we've
got rid of Chip's conspiracy theories. But I've got a sort of... because apparently it's noise pollution, right? But I've got a feeling that Greta has been at it again. Old
well, it could be to do with saving water. But that is that. But that's what I'm
no,
saying.
No. It's not saving water. It's due to noise pollution. Are you aware of noise pollution?
Well, I mean, we're in the middle of London. It's incredibly noisy.
Yeah, well, not obviously not as bad as in Switzerland. But what if you write, so picture this, sorry, not to go down the toilet humour route.
Maybe it's so
to.
Quiet there that if I flush my toilets, I was going, hey!
Hey! Would you keep it down up there? Get out, you kids, get out of it!
Wait, I did hear a similar complaint. I was running in Finsbury Park and there's one road that goes around the middle. The only car that's allowed on that road is the groundskeeper. And he's got like this...
Groundskeeper's hill! Yeah, he's like, listen! No pull-ups for you. If you're allowed doing pull-ups, I'll cut your bloody legs off.
He's got this wagon. And he's
his love wagon. He's like, hey, dude. He picks up the single mums on it, doesn't he? He's like driving around like, hey, any single mums? Or married, or recently divorced, or recently widowed.
Want to get in my wagon.
Yeah, I want to ride on the love wagon. You probably look at me and think, hey, I'm just a groundskeeper. Dirty, filthy to the touch. Got a little bit of a machine oil on me. But I know my way around a machine. And I know where my way around a woman. I like my way.
You lost your way there, didn't you?
I did indeed. I like my women like my toes.
Long, thick, and greasy.
Oh, I need to get you a map for that joke, don't I?
You do.
So he's riding in his wagon. He's cruising in his wagon.
Did you get his name?
I don't know his name.
Dean, I reckon. Yeah, Dean's love hut. They do, don't they? They have park rangers. Is that what you call them, park rangers? And the park ranger here.
Well, I mean, in the US, in national parks.
It's a bit really less cool name, isn't it? It's the warden, isn't it?
Yeah.
The warden of the north. The warden of Finchley Park. They have their love wagon, as you said, like wagon with their machine and tooleries on it. Yeah, and then they have their sort of love hut, don't they? They have their hut where, like, it looks like it's never been opened.
It's a tool shed.
It looks like it's got like the sort of, you know, when you go past those shops where, like, they've always got the shutters down. Yeah. It looks like that, doesn't it?
Insane sized padlock.
Yeah, literally like the size of the baby's
comedy
head.
Comedy size.
Yeah, comedy size, exactly, yeah. But anyway, go on, sorry.
So our boy Dino the Warden is cruising, he's cruising in the love wagon. He's got the windows down and he's having a good day. It was sunny yesterday.
Sucking on a dart, no doubt.
Yes, sucking on a dart. He does them in one.
Yeah, he's a one-joke wonder. You go, right, Dean? You go, hang on a minute, mugger. And then he puts that on his tongue and just swallows it whole. He's one of those blokes.
No, when he blows out the smoke, it spells Warden.
Yeah, Warden!
So he's cruising in the love wagon. And he beeps twice because there's people in the middle of the road because everyone's just walking in the park. Yeah. Normal. And so that alerts them. They get out of the way. He does it one more time. And this geezer is just in front of me, goes, "Stop! Throw the bloody on!" I was like, fuck, what's happened?
What the
This geezer lost his shit.
Would you stop beeping that bloody thing?
That's what happened.
You know what it is, though? Do you know why he's doing that? Because that beep reminds him of when Dean stole that poor bloke's wife.
That must be
have picked her up when she was walking the dog. And you can't.
Every time I hear that horn, I think about how he fucked her.
Yeah, you fucked my poor wife, Donna. Yeah. Because the thing is, he's very. I'd imagine Dean's very persuasive when it comes to the letters.
I'm sure he is.
And you see him riding on that love wagon, sucking on that thick dart. It's like a super king as well. It's extra long.
Tar.
Yeah, extra tar. Yeah. He's like, this ain't the only thing that's long, baby.
I don't smoke that pussy
shit. Yeah. I've got extra long big toes as well. And he pops it out, and his big toe's like 1 foot in length, and he waggles it round her mouth.
That's
what he does. He rides around in a love wagon, just popping his big toe in people's mouths, unexpected.
And then going,
yes! And I know, he shushes them with his other toe. He's extremely flexible
due to
years of yoga and Pilates.
Oh, man like Dino, the warden.
Yeah, the warden. But yeah, anyway, I'm just going on that. What have you gone for a route?
I drove you off into the middle of Nonsense
that's what
Town
we want.
There.
That's take me down to Nonsense Town.
But I will ask him his name next time.
Definitely, ask him his name whilst he's going around, whilst he's doing an exam in your mouth with his toe.
I'll tell you what, actually, I'll put that on our Instagram story this week as I'll find him and I'll get him in the story.
100%. You have to.
I will do it. Yeah. I will do it. My promise to you, Chip.
Yeah, it'll still to Kirsty as well. Should be gone.
Christ.
But yeah, what have you gone on a night out on the Raz, right?
Yeah.
Yourself a Ruby Murray, a few Fosters.
Okay.
You get home, it's 11, and obviously nature takes its course.
Yeah.
And obviously, you know, you're going to have to use a toilet, aren't you? So what happens then?
Yeah, I don't know. I know you have to leave it in the bowl.
Oh.
People do that though, don't they?
What?
So they don't wake up their partners or other people in the house. I've been to houses where they say, if you're taking a number one, just leave it in there. We'll flush it in the morning.
Oh, one's fine. I mean, it's a bit wrong, but one's fine. But two.
Yeah, but if three people have a piss in there, imagine being the third.
That's a cross contamination.
When you break the film on the
top. What happens if you have four people take a piss? Like, it grows into it like some sort of mutant lizard comes
monster.
Out the bog. Yeah.
You have awakened me.
Oh my God! We've summoned the piss master, John. Quick, get the funnel. Get the flannel.
that'd be a terrible week, isn't it? Dino's fucked your missus, then you get killed by the piss
monster. Yeah. Oh, I reckon I can think of a horrible way the piss monster finishes you off.
Oh, I do want to know.
He waterboards you with his own body. Imagine that.
Bad enough getting waterboarded, but imagine getting waterboarded by the piss monster.
Pissboarded.
Yeah, pissboarded. I'm going to pissboard you now, you dirty little bitch. I'm the piss monster. Right. that's one. But what about this one? This is crazy. Do you know, in Slovakia, if you're seen wearing a double gilet, you can be fined on the spot.
Oh, that's brilliant. I want to go to Slovakia in a double gilet.
You're not allowed. No, seriously. And I don't know this bit as well.
How much are you getting fined for that?
Doesn't say it's fine. It says it's not a serious crime, but if caught, this is not really, if you're caught by a task force or similar, you can be forced to eat and swallow one of said body warmers.
This is a chip show called made up special.
It is. I was gonna put it later on in the thread.
I don't know what the fuck goes through your head to be able to make that up. That is hilarious.
The thing is, a double gilet is comedy gold. If you see someone wearing a gilet, it's funny anyway.
For that to come in your head, you've seen someone.
Yes,
double
my
gilet.
Old. So I used to work with my old sort of boss when I was freelance or sort of the company he worked for.
Gilets.
One of my good friends who I did my big cycle with, actually, dad's next neighbor Toby. He wears double gilet and it looks very impressive. He looks like a mutant ninja turtle.
It must look hench.
It's more, it's weird.
It does your shoulders, doesn't it? That little
yeah, but
strap.
It's double, honestly. It's brilliant. But as the first time I'd ever seen it, I thought, wow,
I've never
that's
seen
impressive.
It.
You have to be,
don't believe it exists.
You have to be of a certain human being to be able to pull off the double gilet.
Do you reckon you could do it?
No way. God, no way. Yeah, I'm going to laugh. I can hardly put off one. I mean, one gilet looks bad enough, doesn't it? But double gilet.
Yeah, but I mean, you must love a gilet. You keep your arms out in the winter,
don't
you?
Oh, exactly, yeah. No, I wouldn't wear it. Gilets are noncery, isn't it? Yeah, so that was obviously made up. But this isn't made up. And this is actually ridiculous. Do you know, in the city of San Francisco?
Yes, I've been.
Have you been?
Yes.
Oh, beautiful. Well, you might know this then. Has banned, you cannot feed pigeons within the city limit. In fact, it's illegal, and they are called rats of the sky, which I've heard before.
Yeah.
But not only can you be jailed and fined, it's a new sentence which is almost medieval. It's almost like a sort of a mockery of you and a real telling off, which makes you not do it again. You get basically covered in old bits of bread, bird feed, copies of Match magazine.
You've made this up.
And then chucked into the city centre and quite literally pecked within an inch of your life by pigeons.
I reckon that if they introduced that punishment in the UK, no one would feed the pigeons.
No, they wouldn't. That'd be amazing, wouldn't it? Imagine that. Getting pecked up.
Do you know who I'd love to see take that punishment?
Me.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I would get all my friends.
Do you know what? I'm not even joking. I would actually do that. I would get covered in bread and all that stuff and get pecked up. As long as the face was
what
covered
if Crow
for
Eye
obvious
was
reasons.
Around.
Oh, well, Crow Eye, no way, mate, because that would be more sensual.
Crow
Eye would take things way too further. Yeah, because Crow Eye is a crow the size of a body, a human.
He'd night stalk you.
Yeah, he would. That would be quite embarrassing, though, wouldn't it? You'd be made quite the fool.
It'd be hilarious. I would love to watch you take that punishment.
Yeah. So that's fun. Did you say when you were in San Francisco, did you notice that no pigeons were there?
There was lots of pigeons, which is probably why they have the rules. But yes, I didn't see anyone feed them.
This is a weird one.
Okay.
Clever one.
Mm.
So did you know, Andrew, that in Russia, it's illegal to drive a dirty car?
No.
Yeah, it's illegal to drive. If you're found, you can get a fine on the spot, you can get points, and you can also get taken to the basement, which... The basement is somewhere you don't want to go.
In Christ, yeah, no, that sounds abysmal.
It did. It just said in brackets, you don't want to go there. I tried my research, but...
Okay, yeah.
So
right.
I used to drive a very dirty KA. A very dirty KA.
A red one.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, exactly. A red one indeed, as you found out last week's episode. So if I was seen driving that thing in Russia, I mean, the stench alone of it, it stank of dogging and sorcery.
So I reckon that if you did go there and you cleaned it up, you'd have had the best time, though, because Russians, I've heard, are into a bit of sex party.
Are they? Well, maybe that's what the basement is.
The basement.
The basement is just a warmer interior version of Tog Hill.
Oh, mate, no, the Russian basement, you don't want to go in there.
You don't want to go in there.
No windows.
I did find some... Do you know what? I found some quite interesting ones when I was doing this. These ones I just found, they were just quite interesting. Like, in China, you're not allowed to reincarnate. You know what reincarnation
is? Yeah.
It's It's when like you die and come back as like a pigeon or a slug.
Or a spoon.
Or a spoon. Yeah. So that'd be shit, wouldn't it? Because Buddhas, I think, believe in reincarnation.
Yeah.
So if you were a Buddha, you'd have to go in. Sorry, you can't do it unless you've got government express permission. So you'd have to go to the government and ask if you're allowed to do it.
All right.
I mean, that's more nonsense than this whole podcast.
That is heavily nonsense.
That is ridiculous.
But I do know people who... I have to be careful nowadays. I do know people who believe in reincarnation.
Really?
Yeah.
What, friends?
Very close. My closest friend.
What, me?
No, I can't say who because you'll go...
Oh, right. Does she? Well, she is quite spiritual, so that does make sense. To be honest, that's all the ones like that's only weird ones I could find.
Okay, so right, you said that you found some interesting ones. I'll leave that to the viewers to decide and to judge.
To the judge, yeah.
Okay, well, fortunately, I've actually looked up some funny ones.
Oh, have you got even?
Oh, okay.
Wait,
but actually, because I saved these all into a folder, but I also saved one email that I got this week.
Because it
tickled me.
Genius junk mail.
First off, I'll just show you the picture. It's from a lady called Elena.
Oh, ooh, she's all right, isn't she?
And ignite a secret affair with a married lady was there. And Elena has sent you a chat request message. Straight up, nothing fake about me. Here goes. I'm married, have children, I have a job, I'm pretty, I want to get laid without changing my life situation. Let's meet up and see where things go.
Very hot. Do you think she's... I mean, she doesn't look fake either. You haven't got her.
Well, they haven't got a fake picture. They've obviously
Googled it.
Yeah, done a good old Google there and got a rather attractive lady.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, the Eastern European bride looks like.
Yeah. Anyway, that's just a quick aside. I do have one more email, but I mean, it's so outrageous. I don't know if I can talk about it.
Hang on, I don't get these emails.
This one's outrageous.
Why are you and Rob getting these emails? What do you sign up to get these emails?
Because I've had a Hotmail account for probably 20 years now.
Mine
plus.
Like absolute cesspit.
The junk email is hilarious. Yeah. But this you this always tops a get lot. Like the three main ones you get is Cialis, Viagra, dick enlargement. That is the main three
When's
junk emails.
Dick enlargement, where's he?
That's what this one's about. It's so funny, mate. It is the most racist thing. It's ridiculous. On. It is so bad. So this is from someone called Elongation Secret.
Ooh, seems legit.
This is outrageous. The title in bold... African tribe elders give white man 12-inch elongation secret.
Elongate. I know what that is.
It's the title.
I've looked that. I've seen that before.
No, Chip, you haven't, because this is ridiculous. Listen to this. Then the subtitle.
Oh, brilliant.
African priest helps white man gain 6 inches.
You ain't got this precinct number, have you?
Who has put this together?
Oh, mate, a genius.
And are people actually clicking on it?
Well, I mean, I think people must click on it. Surely, people can't keep doing these emails if no one clicks on it. People have got to be thick enough, haven't they?
And then, I'll have to read you the rest of this, because it's comedy gold. This dude is crazy, but what a secret he discovered.
Okay.
He took his wife to a remote African island to negotiate with tribe elders, including 3 African priests, the sacred secret to gain 6 inches on his member.
Has he actually used the word member?
I don't know, mate. This is so racist and outrageous. I can't even read the rest of it. But this is actually an email I received. Like, legitimately, this was in my
junk
email.
I normally just get emails from, like, you know... like recycling centres and like, you know, like Hackney Library. Well, I get any of this stuff?
I get loads of them, but this one just jumped because recently...
Hot property.
Recently, Hotmail's been chucking some messages that I need into my junk, so I have to check it every day.
Yeah.
And that was one of the ones that came up and I was just shocked and appalled. It's completely outrageous. And I can't... Like, that must... They don't do these things just... to do it for a laugh. They will do that so someone clicks on the link.
I mean, I would click on the link for a laugh.
Well, just I mean, you're risking your computer then, aren't you?
Well, no, I've got very, very, very strong virus protection software on one laptop.
Anyway, that's the hat.
Right. So if you are looking to add six... You have to be white, by the way, obviously, according to the email.
Apparently
if you are looking to add 6 inches or more on, then contact your local African priest.
It's ridiculous. Ridiculous. Right, so here we go. I've got a number of different rules here.
Oh, yeah.
There's no particular order, but mm-hmm. here's number four. There's a rule against it is illegal... the suspicious handling of freshwater fish.
What?
The Salmon Act of 1986.
The Salmon Act?
Of 1986.
Oh, yes. I thought you meant the Salmon Act of 1983. Because that would have been specifically wrong. Because I remember handling my first water fish, fresh fish salmon. Where is this? Is this in Yemen?
No, this is in England and Scotland.
All right.
The Salmon Act of 1986 says you'll be punished for handling salmon or fish in suspicious circumstances.
Hang on. So let's weigh this up. What suspicious circumstances?
Well, that's what I was thinking.
So is this like if you were like sort of... I could imagine, right? I think it was this. Say if you're in like... You're going for your weekly shop.
Yeah.
And you've got like a salmon... down either up your top or down your trousers, mm-hmm. and you're like going around the corridors and going ooh, like poking it out and going, because that's quite suspicious.
It's a salmon.
Yeah. Salmon. It's a salmon. Yeah. Excuse me. Imagine that, going up to one of the like workers there. Excuse me, I'm looking for salmon. Yeah, just put it in their face. Yeah. Would you like to meet Joey the salmon? And like, sorry, who? Joey the salmon. Look, he's not shy. Oh, he's not shy, is he? It's very naughty. Naughty Joey, naughty Joey. Get down. Get back down the boxes.
I'm imagining Dino going round in his wagon.
Sticking.
And he pulls up. He's got the window open and he unzips his top and just goes, Sam.
Yeah. It's not even a salmon. It's just a salmon-coloured polo.
Oh, yeah. Lacoste.
Yeah. Lacoste, exactly, yeah. I know what you're thinking. What's the colour? What's going to be the colour of my new delicious cotton-based Lacoste? Cost polo. Salmon.
And then he puts his sunglasses on and drives off.
With his toe waggling in the background. Suspiciously handing his... Thing is, if you were
so just slapping,
yeah. So just slapping against it. Oh my God. Thing is, if you think about the suspicious handling of salmon, one's... if you were quite crude in your thinking, then you'd sort suddenly go down the sort of sexual route, wouldn't you? Mm-hmm. How else would you suspiciously... Unless it's like you're an agent... And like everyone's a bit like, who's got the salmon? It's sort of, do you know what I mean? So you're committing a bit of espionage, and you've got like a rogue salmon like under your jacket, and you're like sweating because they're about to find out whether suspicious. Do you know what I mean? What else would you be?
I don't know. Let's have a quick read. In order to regulate fisheries, avoid illegal fishing, shady trading deals, and poaching.
Hey. I've got salmon for sale. You want it? I don't know, Jimmy. Is it fair trade? Listen, I got this off the docks. How else would you maybe shady trade it?
Maybe it's slim shady trading.
Yeah. That's why they call me Slim Salmon. They want it trade. That call me fair trading. Shady trading.
Anyway, that's
salmon in the bar.
that's that one. Next, we're on to the P&O Ferries one.
Yes,
and this is a sign that says P&O Ferries, and it says these toilets are not to be used for cottaging.
Yep.
And they've got a French translation. Oh Christ, which I hadn't read until now, which is not correct. Ces toilettes ne doivent pas être utilisées pour...
Oh, you're turning me on.
Le bum sex. Yeah, I think it's going to
a public toilet.
And paying someone for sex.
For sex. I thought it was glory holing in public toilets.
Well, I think that's approximately.
So you can do both, can't you? Yeah.
Does it in Shameless TV program?
Yeah. Ian. And a certain celebrity, which I shall not name, was caught doing it, wasn't it, in Hampstead Heath? Do you know? Said,
George Michael.
Yeah.
George
Michael was said. Obviously, I can't say if it's true. Was said to be caught cottaging.
What a legend, because he talks about it on Extras, doesn't
he? Yeah,
he
does. He is a legend. He's not an extra, is he?
Is it Extras? Yeah,
no.
It's Extras.
George Michael's an Extras.
Sits down on the park with Ricky Gervais, talks about and the gay character from...
Yes, yeah, yeah. You got to make up your mind.
Yeah.
I think also we must be sponsored by extras because we keep, you know, we...
there's quite a few references, aren't there?
But yeah, so cottaging... If you're gonna do cottaging, don't do it on the P&O cruises.
That's it.
Wait until you get to France because it'd probably be more romantic then anyway.
Yeah, well.
Yeah. Hey, as a man, why do you not come to the public toilet and suck on my penis? Oh, yeah,
can cottaging ever be romantic?
Cottaging is such a horrible word as well, isn't it? All right there, lad. I'm going up Tog Hill later, and if you didn't know, they've put up one of those Portaloo cabins, which sort of goes into a public toilet. I've drilled a hole in there, if you catch my drift. Got a big lump of cheese, and I'm going to do some cottaging. That's what it reminds me of, cottage cheese.
Oh.
Which the texture of cottage cheese is horrible, isn't it? So can you imagine that during that act of, you know, of sexual intercourse, so
orally fellating a man.
Yeah, with a big lump of cottage cheese in your gob.
Oh god. Oh, we said no toilet humour and no sex, but we've asked.
That's horrible.
That might be the worst visual.
Yeah, that is the worst
that we've ever had.
I didn't even know why I thought that up. Horrible. It is. It's a horrible word, cottaging. Who made that up?
It is.
It must have been like a trades word secret. Do you know what I mean? So you'd be like, going cottaging later, so no one would go
to the cottage.
It's like, you know, in Cockney slang, it'd be like apples and pears, or like, you know, all that stuff would be like criminals, so the police wouldn't know it. Cottaging must be like similar to that.
Cottaging, yeah. So it's a horrible word. Right. So I looked up a few more things, and specifically what I've highlighted here is a Reddit thread.
Ooh.
And
I've read it these days, don't you?
Do you know what I like to do? I type in NSFW rules, which is
not
what I
safe
did
for work.
And I found a thread called "What Are Some Unspoken Rules of Sex?" They all seem to be sex related on Reddit, actually.
Yeah, I don't. It's very dirty. That's why I don't go on Reddit much, unless it's obviously theories to do with stuff. But
here's one. It's a good one. Mm. If it's a one night stand and she says you don't have to wear a condom, you should definitely wear a condom. The response to this is, on my second cycle of antibiotics, I can confirm this. But then the original person who wrote the very first thread responded with, "What for?" And then they've gone into it. There's details. I tested for chlamydia, first round of blue doxy. Like, I don't understand. Why do they just put all their laundry out here for...
Yeah, I don't know. The thing is, I think these people on Reddit live quite sad lives. I'm sure they just don't make this stuff up. I've got a feeling there's a few fibbers on Reddit.
Oh, definitely. I mean, the other one we were talking about before, which was...
it was very sad individuals.
They were talking about, oh,
that bloke who's
have sex with my girlfriend while she's pegging a unicorn.
Yeah, and then other blokes are like, well, I shag every month, don't I? Only month I had shag was January, wasn't it? Dry January, football, and have a month off of that, but usually I'm shagging every week.
Well, that's
man.
The problem, isn't it? My dick was hurting. Yeah, yeah, shagging.
And the thing is, it's so big, most girls can't even handle it. So, like, well, I ain't going to bother, am I? Do you know what I mean? Like, it's hard being this disattractive and this much of an absolute sex legend.
Which one of your friends is most like that?
Well, we actually have a friend that we call Sex Liar, who is a big, big, big listener of this podcast.
Oh, right, okay.
Yeah.
Legend.
Yeah, it's quite funny, that.
Legend. Right, next one. Oh, dear.
Oh, dear.
Poor preparation. I've cut off the actual question.
Oh,
no, here we go. Unspoken rule of sex number two.
Yep.
If you can't think of anything sexy to say, don't say anything at all. Or just make noises appropriate to your enjoyment. Yeah. Some of these responses. This is from a guy. My mouth sometimes moves faster than my brain. The amount of times as a male I've told my girlfriend I'm so fucking wet is in the tent. Can you imagine?
Oh my god.
Oh, that
these
is
people
awful.
That write this stuff on it.
The response is worse when a guy says fuck my pussy.
What? Surely no one's ever done that if you're a bloke.
Here we go. Your penis feels amazing. You too.
Oh god.
Dreadful. Oh.
That's bad game.
Bit late to the party here, but I feel your pain. I once meant to say something along the lines of how deep I was inside her. I doubt he was very deep.
Yeah.
And somehow it came out as your pussy is so deep. Apparently, it's not that sexy suggesting they have a large vagina.
like chucking an old sausage down the Eurotunnel.
Oh, gosh. This one's good because the response.
Yes, go on.
Sex is messy, so go ape shit on one another and don't think about what's going on. So what he said is, be carefree.
Yeah,
have
be
a
carefree,
good time.
Yeah.
Don't worry about
be
it.
Be open-minded.
It gets a bit messy, clean up afterwards.
Yeah, you don't want that. You don't want that approach in life if D knows anything to do with it, though. Because he'll take it to the next level.
He will.
Toes going in every orifice.
And the response, which has got almost triple the amount of likes as the original post, is throw ape shit. Got it.
You can get that from our heavy petting zoo.
Here's another one. Do not wipe your dick on the curtains when done, or pillow, or her teddy bear.
Well, that's disgraceful, isn't it?
So there
you
go.
I never got that, the curtains. That's an in-betweeners, isn't it, that joke? And it's always like,
who would do that?
No, I've never done that.
Have you done that?
No, I'm not in curtains, no. That's, no.
Well, curtains are...
I've actually only just recently got curtains in my room. That's actually no banter. Actually, Andy, I've got one more, which I didn't read, which is a bit stupid, but this is quite a dangerous rule now. So I know we're never sensible on this, but then you think it's a weird rule. Apparently, according to law in Scotland, you must allow someone into your house if he knocks on your door, if he... Very sexist. What if it's a she?
Yeah, true.
What if it's a she? Very
sexist.
That isn't something we have on the show, is it,
no,
Andy?
None of it.
We're against that.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Mm.
Yes. Mm. So if he or she knocks on your door and needs to use the bathroom, what if, right? Okay, picture this, Andy. You're in your flat, right? You hear a knock on the door, right?
Yep.
You go down and it's a 7-foot bloke and he's like, I need to use your toilet. And you're in Scottish. You're a Scottish, Andy. So you're like, oh, hello, right? And he's like, I need to use your toilet, right? And he's got a massive bin bag, right? With like something dripping out the back of it. And it stinks, right? What do you do? Because if it's the law, you're thinking, hang on, I don't want to break the law, right? And, you know, you've just paid a big fine. You just paid a big parking fine, which you didn't want to do. So you're thinking, right, that's got to be a rubbish law, that. It's a bit dangerous, isn't it? Because he could come up there with one thing on his mind.
Yeah.
To use you like a ragdoll.
What if the night stalker... I mean, if the night stalker was in Scotland, he'd just be knocking on doors, wouldn't he?
Yeah, exactly. It'd be even easier to say, I need a toilet. And they'd be like, hang on a minute. I've just seen you have a piss on the road. Yeah. There's no way your bladder's that weak. Right? And I've got serious bladder problems, laddie, so I know it. I've had a diet of 3 Bentos.
Oh man, I love a French.
Those pies are good. They're a guilty pleasure.
Nice, hard to cook.
Very hard to cook. Come in a sort of tin casket, don't they?
casket.
Yeah. That's how I'd imagine I'll be buried.
In a tin casket.
Yeah, like that. That's, and the only way for it to open me was with a tin opener.
So
or a
heavy.
A penknife.
So yeah. Heavy due to the tin and your boiled leathers.
Yeah, my hot boiled leathers.
No, we couldn't even lift it.
No, you couldn't even lift it.
I'm assuming I'd outlive you in this scenario.
Yeah, I think so. Unless our alternative universe of you being the Scottish bloke and this bloke's coming to use your toilet, because there's no way you survive that.
No, that's,
and,
that's
and he would perform the acts which the Night Stalker did on you.
Well, I hope not.
Yeah, and if you haven't
Fingers
seen
crossed
it,
that doesn't happen.
Is everything in the kitchen sink? But yeah, I think we've covered most rules, haven't we, Andrew?
We missed the best rule of all time, actually.
Come on, hit me.
This rule is, please do not say fuck or bugger.
Please don't say fuck or bugger, which actually is relevant to our podcast now, because we don't swear on a podcast anymore, do we?
We don't say bugger.
No, the F word, I don't even like saying that.
No, I don't, but we do.
We do, it's rude. Although we have turned it down a lot, and we did go a little bit crudy this week, but that's what you get on this podcast, guys.
Bit of everything.
You know, next week it might be a little bit more, you know, PC. Maybe it won't be.
Probably won't be. Definitely won't be.
But you know, the week after, maybe really un-PC. But it might be Mac.
Oh, that is a week.
Oh, yeah, that's right, baby. God,
that is a weekend to the podcast, isn't
it? It is. But thanks again to everybody, darlings. And I've got a really interesting topic next week, Andrew, but I'm not going to tell you yet.
Is this a topic to replace Chip's Conspiracy of the Week, RIP?
It is, but I can't do it this week, but it will be next week.
But will it? There's a lot of empty promises when it comes to you.
No. Next week, Tupac and Welsh, nailed. Easy peasy lemon squeezy. Yeah. Goodbye.
See you later.